If you're curious about Judith Hansen Lassiter's new book on restorative yoga, then this video is for you. Hi, I'm Melissa from Yoga with Dr. Melissa West. We're all about real yoga for real people and connection. Connection to a teacher and teachings that allow you to connect with your true nature and a community of people that are dedicated to a genuine path of spiritual transformation. If you're new here, be sure to subscribe and turn on notifications so you don't miss a single video. I put out a brand new yoga video every single Monday at 9 a.m. Pacific, a vlog, and a video like this answering your questions on Wednesdays at 9 a.m. Pacific. And I have some great content coming in the next few weeks. So like today, I'm putting out this book review. Next Wednesday, I am going to be doing an overview of the 30-day challenge coming in January. And then January, I think I'm crazy because I'm putting out a video every single day. It'll be a 30-day yoga challenge. So on December 26th, 2017, Shambhala will release Judith Hansen Lassiter's brand new restorative yoga book, Restore and Rebalance, Yoga for Deep Relaxation. So this book comes 22 years after her original publication, Relax and Renew. And for those yoga teachers and yogis who are wondering if this book is simply an update of her first restorative yoga book or a rewrite, then we can all take a collective three-part yogi sigh of relief because this book is actually a new book and not just an update. So the poses and restore and rebalance are different from relax and renew. And Judith Hansen Lassiter actually says that the concepts and techniques of restorative yoga are based on the same principles, but I would actually say that the two books are quite different. This book promises to help those of us who are suffering from exhaustion and stress in our time-pressured and constantly connected world. This book is accessible for all ages and levels of health, especially those who are recovering from injuries and illnesses and those who want to stabilize their mood. The book offers poses and sequences for the reader and yogi and yoga teachers. So the book does a really great job of laying out 20 restorative yoga poses for students and teachers alike, including 5 variations on Shavasana. And I was particularly interested in Judith Hansen Lassiter's organization. She began with 4 head above heart poses to transition the restorative yoga student and as a way of disconnecting from their outer world and to reconnect to their inner world. So I thought that transition phase was a really interesting one to just kind of ease into the restorative class. Each pose includes some benefits, some specific instructions, especially contraindications for the pose, the props you'll need, how to set up the pose, how to be in the pose, how to come out of the pose, and also some notes for teachers. So this is definitely a book for teachers. The bulk of the restorative yoga poses in the book are 11 head below heart poses, and that includes back bends, inversions, and forward bends, and even some standing poses, which is interesting for restorative. And then there are 5 variations on Shavasana. Part 3 includes various sequences, including a 20 and 60 minute practice to therapeutic practices for anxiety, children, depression, fatigue and stress, a lower back sequence, pain, menopause, pregnancy and postpartum. This book is a clear and concise roadmap to setting up, coming into, coming out of, teaching restorative yoga poses. The photos are clear and they also contribute to the roadmap of how to come into the poses. Judith Hansen Lassiter steps back and she really lets you have your own experience of the pose, so she doesn't put her own agenda on this. I think this book does a really good job of offering the body a chance to rest deeply and revitalize. And I really love the attention that Judith Hansen-Lassiter gives at the beginning of the book to supporting the head and the neck, and the use of a blanket to support the head and neck for your nervous system and relaxation. She actually spends 3 whole pages on this at the beginning. And I think this was my biggest takeaway as a teacher. As a practitioner, it was my favorite part of the book and the part that I'm looking forward to experimenting with the most. I often have 2 complaints about how restorative yoga books work and the way restorative yoga is offered to the world. And one is what is displayed in the book is generally not realistic for the average person. So you'll see this a lot in the book, is that the use of props is quite luxurious, but it's not unusual to see 3 bolsters, 8 blankets in 1 pose. So for the first book, the first pose in the book, for example, it uses 8 blankets, 5 props, and I just don't think this is realistic in terms of resources for the average individual, a yoga teacher, or a yoga studio. Just most individuals do not have those resources. The second is that restorative yoga is often promoted as being of benefit to those who are sick, elderly, or injured. And while restorative yoga is of enormous benefit to those populations, I think restorative yoga is essential to our entire population, including the yoga world, when these days competition for the best inversion and the best yoga shape is rampant. We live in a culture of competition and achievement, and where we are driven to effort our way through absolutely everything, including yoga. So it's good to see Judith Hansen-Lassiter emphasize the need to disconnect and reconnect with our inner world. I just get really frustrated with the market speak that focuses on doing, whether that be recovering from illness or injury, rather than undoing the effects of our performance-based culture. And I think this is probably more of a publisher marketing thing than a author thing. So Judith Hansen-Lassiter brings an incredible skill set to the writing of this book. She has a bachelor's of science degree in physical therapy, and the evidence of her understanding of anatomy comes throughout the entire book. Additionally, her longevity and experience in the field of yoga is unparalleled in the age of Insta success and overnight mega followers. Judith Hansen-Lassiter co-founded the Yoga Journal in 1975. She wrote the Asana column in the magazine for 13 years, as well as several articles relating to postures, anatomy, kinesiology, yoga therapeutics, and breathing. She has taught internationally at yoga conferences, and she has trained yoga students and teachers all over the world, so she brings a wealth of experience. I recommend this book as a how-to book to have beside you on your yoga mat as you practice restorative yoga. If you are a yoga teacher and planning restorative yoga classes, or if you are an experienced restorative yoga student, I think this book would be most useful for yoga teachers and students who want ideas for planning their restorative yoga classes and experiences. I think this book is useful for students who prefer to practice restorative yoga without a teacher or without a video or without an instructor talking or any music, who really want that quiet practice. You could follow the sequence in the back, or you could make your own. This book is not for you if you do not have many yoga props, or if you're not good at adapting poses shown in a book. If you can look at a shape and recreate that shape without as many props, then you'll be fine. Otherwise, this is for the more advanced student who already has a lot of props, a lot of experience, and who's able to look at a pose, adapt that pose, and think about their own sequencing. So restorative yoga is not generally something that you can learn from a book, I don't think. If you want to learn more about restorative yoga, I would highly recommend my restorative yoga classes. And I do have a beginner restorative yoga class. So I will link to that in the show notes. And I will also link to my playlist of restorative yoga, because once you have done that restorative yoga class, I have 17 restorative yoga classes on my YouTube channel for you. So I hope this review was helpful for you. Let me know if it was in the show notes. Let me know if you have the book from 22 years ago. This is the original edition. And if you plan on getting this book, and if you would like other book reviews, let me know. I would be happy to do that for you as well. And let me know what book you would like to me to review for you. Thanks so much for watching, and I'll see you next week. Namaste.